Rosh Hashanah. We're almost there. Rosh Hashanah is already a few days away. You know, anything complex, anything difficult, you have to read the directions. There's no etzah. Men don't like to read directions. My son got a drone with all these buttons and I was trying to take it off. It didn't go. To read the directions. When something's more complex, a more complex piece of machinery, so you have to know how the thing works. There's no etzah. And people who cruise into Rosh Hashanah without reading the directions will be very confused. And b'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to try and understand this very complex day, because it is very complex. If a guy would walk into shul, right, you invite a guy to look at what's going on in Rosh Hashanah. First, you'll see hear people bawling and crying in the Sana Tekef. Then in Ein Kitzvah, they're marching and clapping. And it's like, what's going on? Is this a happy day? Is this a sad day? These people schizophrenic. And even in a split second, from a cry to a cheer, Klal Yisrael is able to have a complex day like this. Only Klal Yisrael could pull off such an emotional roller coaster. And the truth is, it's not just how we're feeling on the day. The day itself has two feelings that are part of the day. The day is a day of simcha, and the day is a day of fear and trepidation. On the one hand, we know it's scary. It's yomim noiroim, fearful days. As the Shla HaKadosh says in Elul, in his Ramazim, the Pasuk says, Aryeh Yishog. Milo Yira, when the lion roars, who doesn't quiver? Who's not afraid of a lion? The lion is Aleph is Elul, Resh is Rosh Hashanah, Yud is Yom Kippur, and Hey is Hoshana Rabbah. It's scary times. Scary times. And we know that you can only have a Shliach Tzibur, ideally, who has a family. Because when a person has a family, they're not one individual. They're carrying a group of people. When you're young, it's amazing. If you have a bad day, I always tell Bachrim, if they have a bad day, they're the only ones that suffer. Right? I'm not going to get into the different ways of having a bad day, but there's a big mila to being a Bachar. You can have a bad day and no one else suffers. But Al Kol Panim, a person who understands what this day is, it's very heavy. And this type of confusion is not a new phenomena. It existed from the very beginning. In Nehemiah Perek Ches, it says, Ve'yosvu kol ha'am ki ish echad, el rechov, they all came, lifnei shara mayim, vayomru le'ezra sofer lehavi sefer Torah Moshe, asher tziva es Yisrael. They brought out a sefer Torah. What day was this? This was Rosh Hashanah. Vayavi Ezra Akoin es Torah lifnei Akol meishvad ishav Akol mevin lishmoya biyomecha dechodesh vi. They were all listening to the Torah, and what happened? They all started crying. They all started crying when they heard the words of the Sefer Torah. They were very sad. Kol ha'am kodesh laHashem elokeichem al tisavlu. Don't be sad, Ezra said. This is not a time to be sad. This is not a time to cry. Al tivchu. Luchu ichlu mashmanim ushesu mamtakim. Go have sudas yontif. Stop crying. Wipe away the tears. Have a sudas yontif. Shilchu manaslei nachem lo. Give out things, geshmaka things to other people that they should enjoy. Ki kodesh hayom ladoneinu. This is a holy day. Al te'atzvu ki chedves Hashem imo'uzchem. Hashem will be your strength. Says the Malbim, why were they crying? They were crying because they thought that Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be scary. And not so much just scary, but that should be the day. It's crying and crying. Says the Malbim, no. And the Malbim brings the Medrash that's brought by the tour. The Medrash says, we know the halacha is roichsinu mistaprin. We get haircuts before Rosh Hashanah. And it's based on a medrash. Amar Reb Simon, Mi goy gadol, who is like this great nation? Ezuhu ke'uma azu, she'yodas of yeshaloka, she'minhagu shel adam yeshlo, din yovesh lovesh shechayrim. When someone usually goes to a court case, they look terrible. I don't know if you've ever seen it. They haven't shaved. They look awful. Umis'atef shchoirim, they're wearing black. Umigadol zikno, their beards disheveled. Ve'eno chosik siparnav, they don't cut their nails. What does life matter anymore? I might be in jail. Lefisha einu yodea eich yatzadinai. They're losing hope. Avol Yisrael einam kein. Loivshim levanim umis'atfim levanim. We wear white. We adorn ourselves in white. Megalkim ziknam, we get a haircut. Umechaskin siparneim, we cut our fingernails. Ve'oichlim v'shoysim v'smechim b'Rosh Hashanah. Why? Lefisha yodim. She'akadosh baruch hu yasalem nes. We know that Hashem will make a miracle for us. On the one hand, this is a day that is very heavy. On the other hand, it's fixed. It's already has a built-in curve. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to succeed, and He loves us. And on the one hand, I know that Rosh Hashanah is a day where Hashem is looking at every prat in my life. But on the other hand, I know that Hashem wants me to make it through and pass with flying colors. B'siyata d'shmaya. And I'd like to talk about the simcha of the yom. Not just the simcha of the nes, of the actual miracle that Hashem's going to let us pass. We maybe thought we were going to get a 40 and we got a 95. It's a nes, it's a miracle. I barely studied last night, right? I took a Red Bull and I was up all night cramming for that test. It was a whole 6 months of material and I got a 95, right? Yeah, when your father is marking the test, so you can get a 95, right? Wink, wink. But al kol panim, there's another simcha here, and we have to understand this, and this is a continuation from last week. The simcha is not just in the fact that Hashem will let us pass the test. The simcha is in that we have a test. There's a tremendous simcha that we have a day of judgment. Whoa, Stark, you've really lost it now. There's a simcha in the judgment of Rosh Hashanah. Yes, there's a simcha in Rosh Hashanah's judgment. You know, there was a maisa with Rosh Yeshiva was telling me, actually. Rosh Yeshiva was telling me. One time someone didn't come to Shacharis, and the Rosh Yeshiva said to him, "Where have you been?" He said, "I've been waiting for someone to ask me that question." Nobody noticed. Nobody noticed that I wasn't there for Shacharis. To be noticed, to be important. The only time a person can be critiqued is if they matter. If no one cares about you, like we said last week, there's nothing to critique bichlal. The reason we have a din on Rosh Hashanah is because we really matter. And it gets worse, Rabosai. Because we would love to do this with a group, right? The boys. The boys do everything together, right? The boys learn together. The boys do other things together. We'd love to take the boys, right? Remember, a guy goes on a shidduch date, right? First date with Rachi. She's back. Rachi's back. And they get in the car, and there are four guys in the back seat. She says, "What's going on?" He goes, "I don't know. You might ask me something hard." The boys. The boys. The boys go everywhere, right? You know what's really scary about Rosh Hashanah? The boys don't come with you. It says in Rosh Hashanah that everyone is judged kibnei maran singularly, right? Hashem asks you a question and you're looking around for support. There's no support. Do you know why? Because Hashem doesn't hold with the boys. Hashem holds your David and your Shimon and your Baruch. Hashem believes in you. Hashem wants you to think bigger. And Hashem will put us in the hot seat because we are that big. Because we have that type of chashivas. We're chashiv. We're chashiv. You know, it would be a lot easier if we would just do this in a group. Like, kind of, you know, in the airport when you do the passports. My wife has all 9 passports. Right? Who packed your bags, right? It's Kvaldik. She knows all the right answers. My little kid goes, "Oh, I have scissors." Right? Baruch Hashem, my Rebbetzin takes care of both of them. She gets them to be quiet too. Right? It's great to be judged in a group. But it's not. When you feel like you're just a group, you feel like a zero. And Hashem puts us there and says, "Stark, what did you do with your year? Because I like you, because I believe in you, and because I care about you." I care about what you do. And when a person understands this, life is different. Says the Nefesh HaChayim, one of the most gorgeous Litvisha lines, which sounds like a Hasidisha line. You'll excuse me for saying that. Says the Nefesh HaChayim, you can't quote this enough, in Perek Dalet of Nefesh HaChayim, Bizois Toiras HaAdam. This is the Torah of mankind. Kol Ish Yisrael, every individual Yid. Al Yomer Beliboy Chas V'Shalom Ki Ma'ani U'Makoichi. A person's not allowed to say, what does it matter what I do? What's my strength? Lifol B'Maisai Shvelim. What can I do with my lowly acts? I'm a non-factor. Shumin Yimboilim. He's not allowed to say that about anything he does. Not even brushing his teeth. Not even putting on his clothes. Omnam Yovin V'Yeida V'Yikba B'Machshavas Liboy. He has to know and ingrain in his thought process. Shekol prote maisa v'diburav. Every detail of his actions, his speech, umachshavosav, and his beautiful thoughts. Kol eis v'rega, at every moment, lo is avidu chas v'shalom, are not lost. Not one of them. Umarabu masav amod gadlu v'ramu. How lofty is man's action. Shekol achas ola kifi shorsha. Everything goes up to Shemayim. Lifol pulasa begavi meromim. To fix things in upper worlds. Ba'olamos v'tzachzchos ha'orim aloyim. In the great lights above. Nothing we do is insignificant. Every good word to a friend, we get schar for. Every shalom aleichem, we get schar for. Every time we stay in Seder a little bit more and feel that burn, we get a schar for that burn. We don't just get scarred for being there, we get scarred for the burn itself. Every time, every aspect, we are big. We matter. And therefore, it's a serious situation. The Reb Chaim Brisker, a good Brisker Maisa. It's a good Brisker Maisa. When Briskers meet Hasidim, it always becomes interesting. And Reb Chaim went to Poland. And there, the Hasidim were there and they're staring at him. So Reb Chaim, not used to this, and Brisk people don't stare at him like that. People are too afraid in Brisk to go near the Rebbe. So he asked them, what are you doing? Why are you staring at me? They said, we want to be mistakel in the face of a tzaddik. Interesting. Ki hi skula liyirashamayim. It's a skula for yirashamayim. Don't do this to a Brisker, Rebbe. This is dangerous. Amar lahem Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said back to them, Ksiv va'amech kulam tzaddikim. All of Klal Yisrael are tzaddikim. Im kein efshar l'sdakal al atzmo. You should look at yourselves. Everybody take a look at themselves. V'im be'emes odem mistakal al atzmo. And if you actually look at yourself, zohi haskula hadoyla b'yoyser l'yerushamayim. This is the greatest skula for Yerushamayim, is to stare at yourself. And I think Reb Chaim, only a gadol b'Yisrael, in one vitz, could say over the whole sugya, looking at oneself with the cook of Amech Kulam Sadikim, but taking a better look and saying, where is the Amech Kulam Sadikim? That's who I am, but why am I not living up to it? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu only judges us because we're Sadikim. He doesn't care about people who aren't important. He's judging us because of our chashivas. Tests are scary. You know, people have test phobia. Test phobia. Anything but a bechina, right? I had that all my life. The truth is I was very scared of tests. Then I came to a kolo where there was a test on 22 Blat B'Iyun, a super kolo. This place was really, I was the dumbest guy there. And it was like all these geniuses in a room. And there was a test on 22 Blat B'Iyun. You had to know all the Rishonim, everything. And I was not taking this test, you know. And my chavrusa was a good man. He was my psychologist. And he said, you know, you can do it. And I did. And I worked. 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 And Baruch Hashem, I did well. And he even wrote on the thing, a smiley face that said, way to go, Beryl. That my chavrusa wrote that. Way to go, Beryl. And I realized, what's the pshat? Why don't we like to take tests? We're afraid. We're afraid of failure. We're afraid we're not that. But a person can quantify their actions and see they did well on a test. They did well. They accomplished. They moved forward. Rosh Hashanah is a day where Hashem is giving us a bechina, and he's giving us a bechina because he believes we can do well. We can do well. On Rosh Hashanah, Hashem becomes the melech, so much so that Revolba Zatzal, who was the great mashgiach of Mir and Ber Yankiv, he instructed a ganenet that I know, a nursery school teacher, not to teach the kids about the scales of Rosh Hashanah, not to teach them about that, because that's not what Rosh Hashanah is about. He says, what do you teach them about? That Hashem becomes the king on Rosh Hashanah. That's the message of Rosh Hashanah. And how does that fit with us? Think about it for a second. There's a whole concept called Ein Melech Belo Am. A king means a kingdom. Who are part of this kingdom? Who can make a kingdom for Hashem? Seems like an impossibility. You know who can? You. You. Hashem believes that each one of us make him important. Make him important. He decided to create a world to become a king of you. Me? Yes. Because we are bigger than we think. And there's a tremendous simcha in realizing that we are so big. That we can take responsibility for ourselves and that we can become something very big. And the Rambam says something interesting. The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah brings why we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. He says we don't say it on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Ein bein Hallel fi shehen yemei tshuva. They're days of tshuva. V'yira v'pachad v'lo yemei simcha yisera. Days of tshuva, days of fear, days of trepidation, and not days of great simcha. Okay? Now, I have a basic question on the Rambam, because the Rambam is very careful with what he says. And the Gemara doesn't say exactly what the Rambam says. It says some of it, but it doesn't say what the Rambam's saying. In the Gemara, it says, why is there no Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Mipnei ma en Yisrael umrim shir lefanech Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim. Amr lahem, efshir melech yoshev al kisei din. Hashem is sitting on the seat of judgment. V'sifrei chayim v'sifrei mesim psuchim lefanav. And the books of life and the books of death are open. V'Yisrael umrim shira, and a person's going to sing? This is not a time to sing. So I have one question. Do you know why we don't say Hallel? Because it's scary! If we were scared from a guy chasing us with a chainsaw, would you say Hallel? Right. Hallelujah. Right? No. It's not. Ah! Run! Run for your life! There's enough of a reason that the Gemara says. The Gemara says that it's days where life and death are at stake. That's what I would write. But the Rambam starts with something totally different. He says there are days of tshuva and fear and trepidation and not days of simcha yisera. Just say there are days of life and death. That's the reason you can't be happy. It has nothing to do with doing tshuva. It doesn't have to do with tshuva. And the answer is no! That's why he's the Rambam and not me. The Rambam is saying that the yisoid of the Gemara is you can't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah. Why? You can have a steak on Rosh Hashanah, right? You can have a shot of whiskey on Rosh Hashanah. Why can't you say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? What is Hallel? What is Hallel? When do we sing Hallel? Hallel's always at the end. At the end, when there's a great event in Jewish history, Klal Yisrael leave Mitzrayim, it's time for Hallel. Right? Matan Torah, it's time for Hallel. Anytime there's an event, you say Hallel as a culmination to finish off. That's Hallel. Hazoirim bidima! Someone who plants with tears, berina yiksoiru. He sings at the end. But you don't say Hallel now. Why don't you say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? Because you're in the middle of a process. You can't, says the Rambam, it's tshuva. What does tshuva mean? Tshuva means I can do better and I'm not finished. There's a lot I have to work out and I'm working it out. I will be a finished product, but today I'm making it happen. That's Yimei Tshuva. And a few Talmidei Chachamim asked me, very nice, Stark. I've said this over, people have been amazed by this Vart in the Rambam. Beautiful Vart. Hallel is a stira to tshuva. not just to a chainsaw, but also tshuva. But they asked me, where does it say that in the Gemara? You can't just explain a Rambam without finding the source in the Gemara. And I was speaking to a Talmud Chacham. Finally, something was matzachin ve'enai, a good pshat. You know where the pshat is that you can't say halal during tshuva? It says there are two books that are open on Rosh Hashanah. Sifrei Chaim, the book of life, and Sifrei Mason, the book of death. Which one's the scary one, I ask you? The book of life or the book of death? Not both of them. Only the book of Maves, the book of death. What is the Sefer HaChaim? What is it, Bichlal? You don't need two books. Just put the guy either in the Sefer of Misa or just leave him out. You don't need two books. The pshat in the Rambam is that a person looks on Rosh Hashanah and he sees two ways to go. He sees the Maves route, which is really scary, and then he sees that I could be bigger. That's Sifrei Chaim. Sifrei Chaim is I could be alive. I could be real. I could be moving. I could be doing. When he looks at the Sifrei Maves, he's scared. But when he looks at the Sifrei Chaim, he says, that could be me. And I'm not done. I'm not finished. It's not time to say halal. I'm going to know this Masechta. I'm not just going to do a siyum on Masechta's Kedushin. I'm going to say a real halal on it. I'm going to master this Masechta. To make real attempts at becoming something bigger. And it's painful to do this. And I'm going to tell you a scary way to do this. You're going to hate me afterwards. You're really going to hate me. I've done this to people before and they've hated me. They've gotten over it, most of them. I don't know if they're going to, but I'm going to tell you an awful way to figure out if you're real about this. If we're real, that Hashem is the king, we realize we're important, and we're making moves. Don't think about your year, how good your year is going to be. Don't think about that. And this is based on Shemesh I have from greats. My Mashgiach, Rav Naftali Kaplan, Shlito, always taught me to be real with myself. Don't think about your year. Your year's too big. Your year's too big, and you're going to pull a fast one on yourself and pull a fast one on Hashem, pull a fast one on everybody. Think about Sukkos. What are your plans during Bein HaZmanim? What are you thinking to do? Are these things in sync with Hashem being the king? No, don't talk to me about Sukkos. No, I want to think about Rosh Hashanah, that I want to change, and I want to be big, and I want to have a great winter. I thought the year starts in winter's month. Don't talk about Sukkos! And the answer is, you're bigger. You're bigger than that. Even you can have a sukkah. Even you could actually sleep in a sukkah. Whoa, that's very religious, Rabbi. Yes, you can. You don't have to be a baller in the Waldorf. You could actually sleep with the Shechina. Me? Yeah, you're that big. You're that big. You're that big. You're that big. We don't believe in ourselves enough. We play games with ourselves. We are all giants, but we have to be real. A person has to realize we're in the best place possible. Yeshiva, just by following the Siddurim, creates big people. I've seen it. I've seen it. People who follow the Siddurim, they become big. A person could master a Masechta by following the Sidra Yeshiva, just to be part of the program. Hashem, you're deciding about next year. Let me draw you a graph, right? Give Hashem a graph. He wants to know if you should invest in him. So you have to take out, do a PowerPoint presentation, right? If I follow the program of yeshiva, right? Any other years, if you're running around America, you'd be totally lost because there's no program to help you. We are in a place that if we follow the program, we will become successful. The way a bachur in yeshiva does tshuva is by following the program. I don't think, based on what I was makalb from my rebbeim, that people should over-guilt themselves about the things that they've done. I found that the vast majority of terrible things that Bachram have done in our generation, they started doing at the age of 10, before they were even responsible for their actions. And I've never found, I spoke to my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal, about this, I found that that's not the way we do tshuva. We do tshuva by moving forward. We do tshuva by realizing we are growing up and we are becoming bigger. But we have to be real about it. We have to take it seriously. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tes Zayin, that kol shana she'rasha b'tchilasa, any shana, any year, that there's impoverishment in the beginning, will be misasher besofa. The person will become wealthy in the end. What does it mean? Rashi explains, whoever takes Rosh Hashanah seriously, that's the beginning of the Shana. And the pasuk is May Rashis Hashana ad Achris Shana. Rashis, by the way, which is in the Gemara, it's a pasuk, is missing an Aleph. The Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Ekev says Rashis without the Aleph in the Torah is Tishrei. Whoever takes the beginning of Tishrei seriously, whoever takes Rosh Hashanah seriously and realizes he's impoverished, that he's somebody who could do so much more, he could be so much bigger, and takes that seriously, it's misasheres. That Shana goes well. And that's the simcha of Rosh Hashanah. Because you don't have to be a genius to figure this out. Hashem just wants you to take it seriously. A person who takes Rosh Hashanah seriously will have a great year. We'll have a great year because we don't have to be geniuses. We just have to realize how serious the day is. Hashem is a king. He says that I'm somebody who can make him king. Does my life reflect that? I know he believes in me. He picked me to become his servant. What can I do? And it's a Mishnah Brura. It's a Mishnah Brura. Unbelievable. The Chafetz Chaim. When you're preparing a shmuz, you have to learn Mishnah Brura too. This is a shout out for Halacha Seder. You need to learn Mishnah Brura. Says the Mishnah Brura, he asked this question in Tuf Kuf Pei Dalet. It says, "Ein omrim halal b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim." We don't say halal, like we said, right? Not a time for halal. Says the Mishnah Brura. He asked a question. V'afal gav shanu bituchim shenetzi zachayim b'din. But it's an optimistic time. The Yerushalmi says we take haircuts, we eat, we drink, we're singing. You know that Rosh Hashanah is the only day in the yeshiva that I think the Bachrim want to stay in shul longer than me, for sure. The last Kaddish, nobody wants to leave. It's unbelievable. It's such a happy time. People are holding on to the Rosh Hashanah. So, is it a sad day or not? Says the Chafetz Chaim. Afal gav shanu bituchim shenetzu zachayim b'din. Even though we're sure that we're going to come out good, mikol makom tzarech lios yari v'chared me'emas adin, we have to be afraid from the seriousness of the din, ba'al yidei kach, and through that feeling serious, nizacher l'schus. Hashem will give us a schus for that fear. There's a very deep concept over here that you get schus for your fear. Hashem does not leave us alone. If we even for a second are concerned about the future of the year, that's already a points on our scale. We even get points for that. But the day is an optimistic day. The day is not a day to be nervous. Not a day to be nervous. There are people who get themselves all worked up. Hashem doesn't want anybody to be worked up. Hashem wants people to be calm. Hashem wants that we should just know that he loves us, that he believes in us, and that we can do it. And that's what a person's supposed to think about the entire Rosh Hashanah. That's what Hashem wants from us. That's what we should all be zoche to. We should all be zoche to a ksiva v'chasima toiva and a good gebench. And a good gebench jar. Next week on Tzom Gedalia, I will be giving a shiur on the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very deep sugya, very complex sugya. It is a fast day, which means, on the one hand, it's hard to focus, but on the other hand, I think this is something that people have always told me. People always want to hear how Hashem is having mercy on us. So it wakes people up. And we'll do it after between Mincha and Maariv, Ezras Hashem.